Good morning. It is Saturday, July 25th, 2015. Time is 05:33 a.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York, the southern tier of New York State, where I live and reside. On a morning, one would say early, and I'm already seeing a indication of that to my good friend at TurboStream, Adrian over there in the UK, saying having a good one today, and says you're up early. Well, this is my regular time to get up, Adrian. Today's a regular work day for me, so it's it will be as well as tomorrow. I know today's Saturday, tomorrow Sunday is a normal weekend, but it's a normal Thursday, Friday for me at the day job. And we've got a nice summer day going. Supposed to be clear today. Temperatures about 81 degrees Fahrenheit. The low is 63 degrees Fahrenheit. So it should be a continuation of yesterday's gorgeous day here in the southern tier of New York. With no pending rain. I guess tomorrow the rain will be coming in tomorrow, but when I get on my 2 days off here, Monday and Tuesday, it should be fairly nice, a nice summer day. But it was a nice summer day back on July 25th, 1909, at precisely 4:15 a.m. I would believe it's over there, English time, over there in England and France, whatever time zone they're in. That a gentleman named Charles or Louis Charles Joseph Berlet. Berlet, is that his name? Let's see, I have it up here on the Google thing. Bleriot, Bleriot. Louis Charles Joseph Bleriot, who was born July 1st, 1872. That today is a significant day for this gentleman. Because it was on that day, on this day back in 1909 at 4:15, that'd be Greenwich Mean Time. That's a time zone over there. Bleriot made a short trip trial flight, and then on a signal that the sun had risen, because the competition he was in that was being held by the Daily Mail back then required a flight that he was supposed to take or did take between sunrise and sunset. He took off at 4:41 for an attempted crossing, and this was the crossing of the English Channel. By today's standards, you might think that that's not really that significant, but back there in 1909, it was. Today we have what? The channel going underneath the channel now. Back in 1909, that was a very vast area to cross, and you needed a ship. But he was flying at approximately 45 miles per hour, 72 kilometers per hour, at an altitude of 250 feet, which is 76 meters from what I'm reading here. And he set off across the English Channel. Not having a compass, Bleriot took his course from a steamship which was heading to Dover. But he soon overtook the ship. The visibility was distorted, and he later said, quote, "For more than 10 minutes, I was alone, isolated, lost in the midst of the immense sea. And I did not see anything on the horizon or a single ship." Imagine that. That was quite a feat back then. Because this gentleman, Louis Charles Joseph Berlet, developed the first practical headlamp for trucks. I guess you call them lorries over there in the UK. And I think Ireland as well, and established a profitable business manufacturing them, using much of the money
he made to finance his attempt to build a successful aircraft. And again, in 1909, on this date, he became world famous for making the first flight across the English Channel in a heavier-than-air aircraft, winning the prize of £1,000 offered by the Daily Mail newspaper. Blériot was the first to make a working, powered, piloted monoplane. And he ended up becoming a founder of a successful aircraft manufacturing company thereafter. So I thought that's a significant thing to put on an audio, because today, this Saturday, July 25th, 2015, is the anniversary of the first flight over the English Channel on this date, 1909. And what it must have been, you know, because after that we had Charles Lindbergh crossing the Atlantic. Now we have spacecraft going to Pluto, and I don't think people of this day and age really get as excited as what they might have been, what they had been, or gotten excited way back when, back in the day. I'm still excited about the New Horizon, and I'm excited to know that on this day in 1909, there was a gentleman that dared to challenge, dared to go farther than somebody else before him. And a monoplane at that, that's a single-winged aircraft, because back then, they're primarily bi-wing planes, I believe. So, significant thing to think about way back when, how far we have come in advancements of technology. Y'all have a good one. I'm going to enjoy my cup of coffee I have sitting here on the computer desk, and then get ready for the day job. Y'all live life. Have fun. Ciao for now. And as always, peace.